Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Missy is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. I wonder if Missy thinks that bandwidth and hosting means shopping for clothes for a dinner party.
And welcome back to the Bagel Tech Missy Show here on the Bagel Tech Network. Oh, hold on. Let's try that again. Take two. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. That's right, you guessed it. My name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all tech-related questions. If you have questions, I've got answers. Well, today I decided that I was going to do something a little different. A couple weeks ago, I was on The Big Show. Did you guys watch The Big Show? And if you don't, why don't you? Just for any of you that haven't, you're getting the Missy disapproving look right now. I pulled that one out early this week, didn't I? And on The Big Show, they always pull out a pick of the week. When I was on the show, nobody told me about that, so I did not have a pick. But they all pick a favorite thing. It could be a favorite gadget or a favorite game in the App Store. The week that I was on, Ewan's favorite thing was a box of soup. It must be really good soup. He even had the box there on his desk of soup. I did not pick soup. Actually, I didn't pick anything because, again, I didn't know. But I decided that would be kind of fun to do on my show. But instead of showing you my pick of the week at the end of the show like those other boys do, I'm going to show it to you early because this pick is something that I can use not just this show, but every show. Are you ready? Here it is. For those of you on the podcast that can't see what I'm holding in my hand, it's a wiener whistle. That's right. It's a little Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile. It's a little plastic wiener on wheels. Is Oscar Mayer, do you guys have Oscar Mayer in the UK? You know, my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. If you don't, that sounded stupid. But Oscar Mayer has a lot of baloney and hot dog products. And they have a Wiener Mobile. It's an actual jumbo, ginormous wiener that they drive around. It's a wiener you drive in. And they drive this this Wienermobile to different grocery stores and events, and then they hand out samples of their products from the Wienermobile. And actually, my little girl gave me this little tiny wiener that you can blow. Isn't that great? And I decided that I would blow my wiener whenever there was a question from someone, a question that spelled disaster. Someone was asking me a question because they were going to make a really bad choice. I'm just going to, you know, put this wiener in my mouth and blow it. That means stop and let me help you. Okay? Unfortunately, I don't think you can get wiener whistles anymore. You might be able to on eBay. If you go to eBay and search Oscar Mayer wiener whistle, that'd be really great if you got them. And then we could blow our little wieners together. That'd be kind of fun. It'd be something we could share. All right, shall we start? Let's. Got lots of great questions. The first question that I have is, Dear Missy. I'm actually reading this from my iPad, so I don't, my old iPad. I don't have the new one. But we won't get into that. Bitterness isn't good. Dear Missy, I have just got my brand new iPad. I thought we said we weren't going to talk about this. You guys and your new iPads, you really need to take it down. Just search iPad on Twitter, and there are like 5 billion tweets about it. You guys need to take it down a little bit. I'm just saying. Okay, I just got my brand new iPad. I must say I'm super impressed by the really great screen. It's great. There is, however, one teeny weeny problem. Weeny. Oh, weeny whistle. The screen is so good that I can now see every wrinkle, blemish, and dry patch of skin. Ew. On all the photos of me, is there any way I can fix these issues other than a trip to my local plastic surgeon? Aging of Brighton, there is a way to fix a major problem that you have. It's called lotion. It's this wonderful stuff that comes in a tube and you just squeeze it into your hand and rub it on your face. It's a brand new invention, not. Listen, if you've got dry patches on your skin, I'm a firm believer in taking care of skin. I'm a huge skin care buff. Is that the right word? And I really believe in taking care of one's skin because you're not going to get more. Am I right? You know I'm right. So definitely, you need to moisturize if you've gotten dry patches on your skin. But as for the photos, as for wrinkles and blemishes, you do not need to go to a surgeon and make your photos look better. I'll tell you what you have to do. Now listen up. You're going to thank me for this. Just take your photos into a photo editing software thingy. Online, I recommend Picnic. It's PICNIK.com. It's all creative with the K. And you just upload, or would that be download? I think it's upload. You just put your photo in there, in their program, and then there's lightness and darkness. There's slider buttons. You don't even have to click it, you just slide it, and that's kind of fun. And just slide it till the whole photo gets light, so that really the only thing that you can see are two eyes, your hair, and your mouth. And then all your wrinkles and all your blemishes just fade away. They fade away like they were never there. And then you can save that photo and use it for all of your online stuff. You don't need to really know about retouching or Photoshop. Just upload it to Picnic and then just make it real white. And you're going to look awesome. People are going to say, hey, looking good. And only you, Aging of Brighton, will know the secret. All right, let's move on. Next question. Dear Bagel Tech, Missy, I'm 43 and I want a motorbike. Oh, actually, I really, really want a motorbike, a seriously powerful one. My wife says no because of something about me killing myself or something. I wasn't really listening. What should I do? Please help. Best wishes to you and your sparkles. Oh, Richard Porpoise from Cirencester. Well, Mr. Porpoise, I have one thing to say to you. That's right. I blew my wiener on this one. I'm with your wife on this one. You know, she doesn't want you to have a really powerful, powerful motorbike because she loves you. She wants Mr. Porpoise around. So what I suggest you do is just go, if you're looking for something that's great on the road, you don't want a bicycle, you don't want a car, Mr. Porpoise, you just need to get a scooter. And you can dress that scooter up with like little flames on the side and get a really rockin' helmet. You know, you could even put like "The Porpoise Rides Again" along the side of the scooter or on a leather jacket. It's really impressive. And girls, I'm going to tell you, I'm a girl, and that would turn my head. So just tell your wife, "Thank you for loving me enough to not want me to get a motorbike," and then just rock out a porpoise scooter. It will be just as sexy and cool on the road as any old motorbike. All right, let's move on, shall we? It looks like we have time for one more. And here we go. "Dear Missy, as a longtime listener to your show, I was hoping you could lend me some advice." Aww. If you're a longtime listener, you know I sure can. "Every morning, I pop into my local coffee shop and buy myself a cup of pick-me-up juice." Oh, pick-me-up juice. That's coffee. Is that a British term? I love coffee. In fact, I've got a cup of coffee right here. It's the big coffee. It's the venti. In fact, my drink of choice at Starbucks is, I don't go in for those frou-frou coffees. I know, I tell people that and they think, "Missy, with all of your sparkles and your glitter, you don't like frou-frou coffee?" I don't. When it comes to those frou-frou coffees, you know what? I'm blowing my wiener whistle. I believe in hardcore coffee. I want the dark, strong, hot coffee. So I'm an Americano drinker. I kind of frou-frou it a little bit because I add extra cream and Splenda. But an Americano is my drink. In fact, I joke that if you cut me, I would bleed Americanos. I drink them all the time. It's just the way I roll. All right, let's get back to the question. "I then sit there, MacBook open, trying to look like I'm being creative. Just recently, a rather attractive young lady," oh, I see where this is going, "has been popping in too." Has been popping in too. Oh, has been popping in too. "She usually seats herself a little way away from me and opens up her computer. Occasionally, we have smiled and nodded to each other, but nothing more so far." Oh. "The problem is that I want to get to know her, but I've noticed she's using a Windows PC and I'm on a Mac. Is any chance of a possible romance doomed before it even begins with this chasm, I don't know what that means, of computing tastes? Yours truly, Conflicted of Harlow." Oh, Conflicted of Harlow. If you've been listening to this show so far, you know exactly at this point what I'm going to do. I couldn't get that wiener in my mouth fast enough on this question. Listen, sometimes the truth hurts, but it's better that you know the truth early on. In matters of technology, just like in matters of love, you have to be careful. If this lovely, attractive young lady is using a Windows computer, you have to question other choices that she's made in her life as well. Now, I'm not there, certainly, but I'm willing to bet that she's wearing a nifty turtleneck and maybe a cardigan, like a sweater vest, while she's in the coffee shop. Am I right? And I'll bet you that she's rocking a really sweet pair of Crocs. "Hey, those are some really nice Crocs you're wearing," said no one, ever. You know, she probably lives by herself in a little house with a lot of cats. And she calls them her babies. You feel me? Spends a lot of time in chat rooms. and she buys all organic food and would never think of eating pure pork bacon. There, I said it. Listen, listen, conflicted. No, it would never, ever work. There's a lot of young, attractive women out there who use apples. They might not be in that coffee shop, but they're out there. So I say that if she's using a Windows PC, she is not the woman for you. It would never work. You'd be stuck at home with a Windows operating system and you'd be covered in cat fur. What kind of life is that? No life that I want you to have, right? So just stop right now, leave that coffee shop, and go to another one where I'm sure your perfect apple soulmate is waiting. Am I right? You know I'm right. Well, everybody, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac that it's time to wrap up for this week. I thank you so much for joining me. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to watch and to listen and to download me. Are you downloading me? I sure hope you're downloading me. And maybe leaving nice comments. When you leave nice comments in iTunes, it makes my heart all a flutter. And I want to send a huge thank you to UK2.net for providing the bandwidth that gets me to you. If you're not using UK2.net, then I'm going to give you a big wiener whistle. Why the heck not? They're great people over there. They're so wonderful that I can't imagine ever having to blow my wiener on them. They're fantastic folks, and we thank them so much for all of their support. As always, if you have any burning tech questions, you can send them to bageltechmissy@gmail.com, and I promise to get through as many as I can. Thanks so much for joining me. Until next time, I send you lots of tech, love, and kisses. Bye!